Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you tips on how to take your salad and turn it into a sandwich.
Just add bread. Wonder Bread.
Well, no, it's not any bread.
Wonder Bread.
The bread is really the main
Wonder
thing.
Wonder Bread.
No,
all
that's
white
terrible.
Soft.
You don't want that. But you're going to like what you're going to use with the sandwich.
Bagel.
First of all, here's the thing. I want you to think of your sandwiches in a totally different light. That's number
okay
one.
Okay. It's not
it can't
square.
Right. It can't, no. First of
triangular
all, triangular. You got to think of the guts of the sandwich. It's not the meat.
No.
It's not the fatty stuff. It's not the oil from the oil and the vinegar.
Just the vinegar.
It's not the mayo.
No, that's for sure.
It's not that. What you want to do is you want to get your flavor from other things. And the other things that are flavorful, Lee, what would you consider flavorful? Like, I like pickles.
Balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar. No calories, lots of tanginess, lots of flavor. To me, pickles. Love pickles.
I like, for crunchy, I like alfalfa sprouts.
You like a little crunch in there? You can either, what else could you use for something crunchy?
Cucumbers.
Right. But that, right. But
peppers.
But you can also use pop chips, right? You can crunch up some pop chips and
there
use that
go
as something crunchy, too, and gives you a little bit of flavorful as well. Now, the other thing that's also really important with your sandwich is obviously the things that you're going to – the main constituent is the bun. And Trader Joe's makes a fantastic whole wheat sesame hamburger bun.
Yeah, they really don't.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's really good. And the thing that's good about it is it doesn't get soggy. It absorbs the moisture, which is really important in a bun. Very important. It's big. Absorbs the moisture, and the thing that you want to do is, instead of using, let's say you use 5 or 6 slices of
turkey.
So
you like the multi-grain buns?
Yes.
But then they have a ton of calories.
Well,
how do you manage that?
This is how you manage it. You don't, if you cut out the mayo, you cut out the oil, you cut out those things.
I know, but one slice of multi-grain could be 120 calories a slice.
That's fine.
It's 250 in the bun.
That's perfect. That's just, look, if you top it off with 4 slices of tomatoes and you have cucumbers and you put some lettuce or some spinach on there, you got
it. Sounds like Dr. Fitness meal.
You have a mile high sandwich and you put, instead of putting 12 slices of turkey or 12 slices of bologna on it, only use 2 or 3. So you cut the meat of what you're eating into half. Or a third of it, you save on the calories, and you still get full. Because the main thing is it's the fiber, Lee. That's what you're looking for. These whole wheat buns, these multi-grain buns have fiber. They're going to fill you up. You're not going, and you're going to walk away with this huge sandwich. You go, man, I really chowed down. Had a lot, but you really didn't.
Uh-huh. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.